Blog Talk Radio.
Not just for the young. I thank you once again for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday. That's every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And we thank you for tuning in and being a part of this Blog Talk Radio ministry. We're going to have prayer. And then after we have prayer, we're going to move on over into Visit New York. Minister Herman will be speaking this evening. Amen. She's going to be speaking a word of the Lord, and we're going to be attentive, and also you have an opportunity of calling in and participating. If you'd like to call in, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. Once you call in, you would be connected to this this broadcast, and you can participate. Amen. Once you call that number, if you are missing in action and you would like to listen at a later time or share this message with a friend, you can always go into the archives. You would go into Blog Talk Radio. You would go into Blog Talk Radio, and then once you get into Blog Talk Radio, you would type in, "We can begin again." Once you type that in, it would open you up to all of the archives that we have shared with you over the last few years. So we do thank God for this opportunity, this platform, to be able to share a word of God with you. Amen. We are just the body of Christ, just sharing, encouraging, lifting up the name of Jesus Christ. We're moving on into prayer, and then we're going to turn it on over to Minister Herman out of Long Island, New York. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for Minister Herman, who has chosen to step in, Heavenly Father, to share a word with you, a word of you with others who are listening. We pray, Father, Lord, that you would just continue to bless her coming and that you would bless her going. We pray, Father, that those who are listening, that you would bless the ears of the listeners. And Lord, Father, if at all we are in a time that we need you, it's now. We pray for the sick and afflicted, Father. There are so many that are in need of prayer. You know them all, one by one. We ask that you would bless them, Heavenly Father, according to their heart's desire. There are some, Father, who are in the nursing home who are listening at this time, such as Stuart Hawthorne.
Bless him, Lord.
We pray that you would continue, Heavenly Father, to bless him, Heavenly Father, as we've seen him recover. We've seen his strength recovering. We thank you, Father, because he has been a blessing to others. We ask that you would anoint his room, Father, for all those that come in, Heavenly Father, would recognize that it is an anointed room and he is a child of God. And Father, we look forward to how you're going to continue to strengthen him and get him back, Heavenly Father, to the desire that he would like to be, Father. And that's being able to get back into his yard to be able to work. And then also, Father, be a testimony to others of what you can do. Father, we pray for Jeanette Dixon, who asked for prayer. Lord, who is battling with cancer, we pray, Lord, that you would bless her as she goes back and forth, Heavenly Father, to the doctors, that you would continue to strengthen her and encourage her. Be with Pastor Robinson from out of Tennessee, Father. We're looking forward to his testimony once he comes on, Father, to what you have done in his life. There is Brother Bill Robinson from out of Atlanta. We pray, Lord, that you would bless his finances, bless his business, Father, and that you would just restore everything that had been taken in the name of Jesus. And, Father, if there's any others that are asking and in need of prayer, Father, we just lay it at your feet, and we ask, Father, that you do what you do best as a miracle worker. Father, we come to say that we love you. We thank you, Father, for allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us, because we know it's not through us, but it's through your word and through the Holy Spirit that we're able to move forward as the body of Christ. We love you, Father, because you loved us first. And we acknowledge you as being ahead of our lives.
Yes.
It's in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, Father, we ask that you would continue to bless all those that stand in need of prayer. Pastor Mixon has just lost in her family, Father. Encourage her. Lift her up, Father. Lift the family up, Father. Let there be peace in their household, Father.
Yes.
We thank you, Father, for that. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Minister Haman, are you there?
Yes, I am, sir. How are you?
I'm blessed. I am blessed.
Yes,
looking forward
God.
To the word that God has placed on your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be mindful. We're going to move on out of the way so that God can do what he does best through you.
Yes, thank you. Praise God,
hallelujah.
Everybody. Praise God. To God be the glory in all things. You know, there's so much going on. First, I just want to say I thank God for the opportunity. You know, I don't take anything day by day lightly, and we shouldn't, because these are such perilous times. Things are going on everywhere, you know. And it seems like it's one thing after the other. Boom, boom, boom.
Mm-hmm.
And when we think we're getting relief, here comes something else. It's either
mm-hmm.
coming straight on in our face or sideswiping us. You know, so in this time, we have to really join together and come together as one body. You know, we cannot no longer be separate, because that's what the enemy wants to do. He wants to pick us off separately. But we have to draw strength from each other, actually, but get strength from each other, but definitely be in line with what God is doing.
Yes.
So before I go on, oh man, I'm feeling such a heaviness in my spirit, but I thank God for the uplifting word and for what he's about to share with us tonight. If you would, let's go to St. John 14. I said 5, but 14 and 8 through 13.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where Jesus Christ is answering Philip's questions about the Father, about can we see the Father? Where is the Father? So it reads as this, verse 8, Philip says unto the Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said unto him, here, I've been so long a time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that have seen me have seen the Father. And now sayest thou, then, show us the Father? Believe thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me of the very work's sake, for the very work's sake. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believe on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And 13, the last verse, and whatsoever ye ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And the reading of the Lord, the reading of the word is blessed. Oh, I like that. The reading of the Lord is blessed. Yes. Praise God. We're going to talk tonight about a certain group of people. Now, there are two groups of people on this planet, believers and the non-believers. But regardless of what, we all belong to Christ. We all belong to God.
Mm-hmm.
Because in his word he says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. That's what the word says. So we're gonna focus on not the world, but the body of Christ. And we're going to focus on just where we stand in the body of Christ, and where Christ expects and how we're supposed to stand in the body of Christ. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
So as we have conversation tonight, and as we do, like I said, God will be giving us the revelation and the understanding of this. Holy Spirit will be doing that as to where we stand and how we should conduct ourselves in the scheme of things, in the things that are going on in this earth.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, we're going to look at the question and how it lines up with the end times as well. The end times, like I said before, we're going through so much. We're going through so much, and it seems like the body of Christ has lost its power. And that and sin is running rampant. And that's because God's covering. Wherever there's sin, wherever there's discord, wherever there's strife within ourselves, you know what? The hand of God, the covering of God lifts. You might not believe that, but it lifts. And you can tell that by the things that are happening in the church house itself. But here's what God wants us to do. He wants us to identify. And, I'm sorry. The topic of my subject is mirror, mirror. Oh, say, can you see? Mirror, mirror. Oh, say, can you see? And that ties in with Philip asking about seeing the Father. And Jesus turning around and telling him, once you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And I've been with you all this time. And I've done these works. You ate with me. You walked with me. And you still question about the Father? Well, we're going to break it down to us, how we should be. We should be identified as Christ. As Christ. We should be mirror images of Christ. And when we are mirror images of Christ, when I look at my brother and my sister, I should be seeing my reflection in their face. And they should be seeing their reflection in my face, because we're supposed to be one, just as the Son is one with the Father, and the Father is one with the Son. That's how God intends for us to be. Now, and like I said, tonight we're focusing on the body of Christ, only the body of Christ. We are in the world, but we're not to be a part of the world. So we're going to look at how we are supposed to be spiritually and morally different, set apart from the world.
Amen.
And the things that they do. Nothing, not saying that we're better than they are, but we're different. We're supposed to be a peculiar people. We're supposed to be different. Not saying that we're so heavenly bound, we're no earthly good. Not saying that we don't render unto Caesar what is Caesar. Not saying that we don't vote, pay taxes, and do all the things that we have to do as being in the world. But yet, we're not a part of the world. And Jesus says in John 15 and 19, and see, this is where we are. If we were, see, so many times we're trying to be like the world or be accepted. But Jesus says in John 15 and 19, if you were of the world would have loved you, would have loved his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. He brought us out of the world to bring us in unto himself, a peculiar people, a people that are set aside for good works, a set aside for his specialties in this earth. And then he goes on to say in John 17 and 14, we're just talking tonight, no preaching, and just talking about where we stand. He says this, I have given them, this is Jesus praying to the Father. He said, I have given them the word, and the word, I have given them the word, and the world hate them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. He hasn't ever been. We should never be of this world because Christ has brought us out unto himself. God has made all of us who have accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior his proud possession, the peculiar people, a royal priesthood unto himself, like I said before, set aside for good works.
Amen.
For the kingdom we are a part of, not of this world. For as he was not a part of the world, and the world not a part of him, they just didn't fit. We too just don't fit. We will never fit. We're not supposed to fit. We are different. We are his image. We're to represent him in every manner of where we walk, how we talk, how we live, how we even interact with each other. Because it's on us. It's on us, the body of Christ. So having said that, so when Philip asked that question, show us the Father, and it will satisfy us. And Jesus said in verse 9, and I'm going back to it. He said, gosh, Peter, I'm paraphrasing. Listen, man, I've been with you all this time, walked with you, talked with you, ate with you, and you still want to know? So how many times have we looked at a brother or sister, or we've gone to church and been with them, we've gone to the house of the Lord, we broke bread with them and whatnot, and we've sung songs and we've ministered and we went out there and did ministry, and still we had to question their character, question the fruit of their spirit. God don't want that no more. He doesn't want that. Just like Jesus has never changed his character, Jesus is expecting us to never change in our character. We are new creatures in the Lord. So being that, that we are new creatures, we're to do as Christ did. And when people see us, and when I see Brother John, when I see Elder Suzanne, when I see all the people in the body of Christ, they're supposed to have that same image. I'm supposed to be looking in a mirror and seeing myself. They're supposed to be looking in the mirror of my face and see themselves. And we, as a body, are supposed to see Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
So, Jesus never changed. He says, I'm in the Father, and the Father is in me. We are one. When we've seen our brother or our sister, we've seen no separation. There should be no separation. That's truth. Truth is, we're not separated. Truth says, I'm in the Father, and the Father's in me. Truth says, I'm in you, you are in me. We need each other. And that's where we need to come into agreement with. We need each other. So many times we're out there, we're doing our thing. Even in the body of Christ, we're doing our ministry. We're doing this. We're doing that. No, no, no. We're in error because God wants us to be one is what I want to impress upon everyone as he impressed upon me even the more, that we are the mirror image of Christ. We are our brother's keeper.
Amen.
You know, amen. If anybody, and any time, you can just jump in. But I'm just going to go on with my notes. Praise God. So we should be displaying that truth in our character, in our actions, what we say, what we do. Listen, cursing and blessing should not be coming out of our mouth. Bitter and sweet, the word says bitter and sweet should not be coming out the same fountain. So when I curse my brother, and it doesn't have to be a blatant curse word. It could be, you know, just a negative. If I do that to my brother and my sister, I'm doing it to myself. When I hurt my brother and my sister, I'm hurting myself. How can the body fight against the body? When you do, you destroy yourself. So God don't want us to destroy ourselves. He wants us to nurture ourselves. Nurture us, nurture each other, hold each other up, love one another. For how is the world going to see us if we're not doing that?
Yes.
This is, and the word says, this is how they're going to know that you are my disciples, how you love one another. That's the bottom line. Love brought us salvation. Love lifted me out of the muck and the mire. It was love. And with that same love, love forgave me of my sins. Love reached down and looked beyond my faults and saw my need. It was love. And that same love Jesus expects us to have for one another. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
As I go on, praise God, praise God. So there's no separating the Father from the Son from the Father. And there should be no separating me from you, you from me. We are the prime examples in this world to exemplify Christ in his authenticity. We're to be authentic because people are looking at us. If we are talking one way or talking one way and say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and going out there and living another way and nobody understands and nobody can, or it's a pause and a puzzle that they said they were saved. They say they go to church. Well, how come? We're not supposed to be double agents of the cross. No double agents. Straddling on the fence, God, no, that will not do. These days and times, things are happening so quickly. People are dying left and right, and it doesn't matter if you're old. I'm talking about the young. I'm talking about the innocent, the babies. You know, God wants us to be effective in this earth, and we can when we're fighting amongst ourselves. We got to stop it. We got to stop because time is drawing. I mean, our Redeemer, he's closer than we think. Sure, he might not come next month. He might not come next year. He might not come 10 years from now. But you know what he says? He said, be so ready because I'll come like a thief in the night. When you least expect me, that's when I'll come. So it behooves us to take inventory of how we're living, how we're acting, and what we're saying.
Yes.
Amen, amen. To God be the glory. Yes. Like I said before, we have to be these mirror images of Christ. Not the light in this world. He called us to be the light. We have to be the light. We're compelled to be the light. He's placed the light in us. And he doesn't
yes.
want us to. Jesus is the light. And we're not, we shouldn't even be dim. Our light shouldn't be dim. It shouldn't be flickering. It should be burning bright in righteousness
Amen.
And holiness. Yes, holiness is still right. Because he said, be ye holy, for I am holy.
Yes.
Now, I'm not. There's no good thing that's in this flesh, but he's talking. Oh, the yandoro see. He's talking about our spirits, and when our spirit and that soul gets right, that body has to follow. It has to come yes. under subjection of the power of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. To God be
to
the
God
glory.
Yes.
To God be the glory. As I continue. So, look, and don't get it twisted. Let me just do a little sidebar right here. Let's not get it twisted that we're so heavenly bound with no earthly good, that everything that comes out of our mouth is hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and we're dancing in a mode. And yes, it's going to call for that. Yes, when it's needed. Yes, when we should. And that's for us every day. Thank you, Jesus. We're praising God every day. But when we deal with the world, we have to know how to be wise. In our love and in the way that we approach them. We got to first get them. You know, we got to first get that, so to speak, you know, fishermen, get that worm. And once that hook is in their mouth, then you pull them in. And then you let Jesus, let him scale them and clean them up. That's not our job.
Mm-hmm.
Our job is bring them in. Our job is to watch over them. But that cleaning up, that belongs to Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So with that even said, we are to have that wisdom that dictates that access for us into the world in need of a Savior. He wants
yes.
us to relate to the world, but he doesn't want us to be common like the world. We're not common
mm-hmm.
beings. No, he didn't make us that way. He didn't bring us out to bring us in to make us for us to go back into our old way. We're new.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So being new, we have what comes along with that is not only holiness, body of Christ, but integrity,
yes.
unity, love, mercy,
mm-hmm.
and kindness to one another.
Yes.
First, my
yes,
mother
the
used to say like this. Charity begins at home and it spreads abroad.
Mm-hmm.
We have to love one another in-house first before we can go out of the house and love. And that love
mm-hmm.
has to be authentic. It can't be wish-wash. It has to be authentic. So when you see the Father, when you see the Son, you see the Father. When I see you, I see me. I see Christ. I see, mirror,
mm-hmm.
mirror, oh, say, can you see? Can you see me? I could see you.
Mm.
Can you see? Can you mm-hmm. see? Can I see you? I hope so. I know
yes.
I can. Because we are the body of Christ.
Amen.
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 So if we
Amen.
If we continue to bite and devour ourselves, like the word backbite and all that. God don't want all that. All that discord and disagree. And you know what? We can disagree. We can agree to disagree without having a conversation that's getting angry and going from 1 to the 10th power in a split second. Where is the temperance in that? Where's the fruit of the Spirit in that? I'm coming to you. You know what? This word is coming to you, the body of Christ, coming to us, the body of Christ, because God is saying it's time out. When God told me a few months back, I'm gathering my people unto myself, and I saw him, his arms were like wings. He said, and wings to me mean Holy Spirit. He's gathering them unto himself. He told me just the other day in prayer, he said, Edna, he brought it to me again. He said, Edna, I'm gathering my people unto myself. And there are those that are generally just want to come, and those that I gotta spank for them to come. Just so my plan, so my what I need to be done to get out there, for us to get out there to bring them in. It ain't about our plan. It's his plan. It's always been his plan.
Yes.
We have to come in line with that plan. We have to come in line with our callings and our destiny and everything. Our calling, our destiny, everything at the end of the day is circle around. It's for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
So we gotta stop in ourselves, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord. Help us. So with that being even said, so we can't have no division in the camp. We have to be a house that's not divided. We have to be one that love one another, that see me, I see you, you see me. Because God wants us to grow. He wants us to nurture. He wants us to fight against the wiles of the enemy. And we can't do that if we're fighting among ourselves. We can't do it. Because now our focus is our focus, and that's just what the enemy wants. Now our focus is on the real mission. But now our focus is on the little bitty stuff that the enemy, you know, upsets us with. Or I don't like how she's looking at me. Okay, so what? You know what? Deal with that. And long as you have the love, look, love draws us. Love draws us. I know I need to be back in my scripture, but just bear with me. This is, God is so good. We cannot continuously beat one another down. Like I said before, when we beat one another down, when we do that, we're doing it to ourselves. There should be no competition in whatever we're doing, because there's no competition in the kingdom of God. There are one, and in the body of Christ, we are one. So, so I shouldn't be in competition with you. I should just be the best that I can be that God has called me to be. And if by chance I could help you along the way, I'm to do that. There should be a camaraderie with us.
Yes.
So getting back to, oh, my God, getting back to when Jesus answered Philip, and he was saying of when Jesus answers Philip, this is what he was saying, and this is what I got out of it. He said, he was saying of himself, look, Philip, there is no me without the Father. I'm going to say that again. There is no me without the Father. Because if the Father had to first bring Christ, make Christ, there is no me without the Father. Now, I'm not talking about Jesus not being God, because he is God, but I'm talking about the man Jesus. I'm not talking about the holiness Jesus. He's trying to bring it down to us. So when we see the Father, when we see the Son, we see the Father. So no me without the Father. And beginning in the Father, when you see me, you see him, you see Christ. And I said that before. And vice versa. Believe that. Ugh. Jesus. Let's go to verse 11. Let's just go to verse 11 where let's read verse 11. He said to Philip, now, okay, I'm telling you this, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake, for the very work's sake. What works are we showing? For the very work's sake. What works are we showing? If you're not going to believe that I am saved, well, what about my character or the works that I do? That should prove to you who I am. It's the fruit of the Spirit that's showing who I am. It's the reaching out to my brother and sister proves who I am. It's talk is cheap, my mother used to say, and money buys land. But if we want to show that we're Christ, we have to be like Christ. Amen. So it can shut the mouths of the naysayers and the unbelievers, so they can look at us like, oh, my God, what do they have? I want what they have. I want to be like their being. I want to walk as they walk, live as they walk, because we are the true examples of Christ.
Amen.
The Bible tells us that we're lively stones. We're not, you know, some people will never read a Bible, but they read us. They're reading us.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we go here and there, they're reading us. So how? What are they reading? What are they reading?
Yes.
I'm almost done. But this also I want to say, coming down to the end. I have a lot more, but coming down to the end. Praise God. Here is what the Holy Him, Holy Spirit shared with me concerning us being the body of Christ. He said, you must be Christ in order to bring Christ to a world in need of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Very clear and on point, we each need each other, mirror images mm-hmm. of Christ as one body with no schism, no error. But even in that, I'm going to say this, and I'm getting this, Holy Spirit. I'm getting this. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Even in that, if you see your brother or your sister in a fault, the Bible says, restore such a one.
Yeah.
Considering thyself. So that right there is showing love.
Mm-hmm.
Restore such a one, considering your own self. Because at any moment we could fall into that same temptation or whatever that was. So we're not so this, that, and other. We should be humble in this walk of Christ. Be humble and bring our brothers and sisters. And one last thing, we need to recognize how powerful we are as individually, and yet
yes.
even more so collectively. Because
yes.
if one can put 1,000 to flight, two, the Word of God says, can put 10,000 to flight. So
yes.
one, the power of one multiplies.
Mm-hmm.
If one in myself can do that, look what 2 and 3 and 7 and 100 could do.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. So importantly, that's what Jesus wants us to do. Why?
Mm-hmm.
It says in verse 12. Mm-hmm. He says in verse 12. I just want to say this in verse 12, because we got an advocate, Jesus Christ, who's always interceding for us. And it says in
yes.
verse 12, he says, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believe on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater
mm-hmm.
works, he says, than these shall he do. Because why? Because he says, I go unto my Father, and whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that
mm-hmm.
in that the Father may be glorified. Look at that. The Father may be glorified in the Son. We
mm-hmm.
should be bringing glory to the Father and the Son. We should be bringing glory to everything we do. You know what? Our worship isn't just hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Our worship and our praise is the life that we live. It's the
mm-hmm.
life that we lead. It's the life that we exemplify to the world.
Amen. Amen.
To the world. And I'm almost done.
Mm-hmm.
And like Jesus says, believe the works. Believe the works.
Yes.
Right here, greater things that we will do. I mean, we will do what he does, and greater things. He's telling us we'll go beyond what he did. Not saying that we're better. Of course not. He's Christ. But saying
mm-hmm.
that because he went to heaven and he's interceding for us and he hears us, he's interceding to the Father for us, whether our mistakes or whatever. And I'm saying that because sometimes we have mistakes. Yes, yes, yes. We are human. Yeah. But in that same token, he's telling us, go out there, do what you have to do for the kingdom of God, because I'm with you. And because I'm with you, you're going to do what I do and greater things. Greater things. You know why the greater things? Because he didn't have time. He only lived 33 years. And look at this technology now. He went on a mule getting from town to town, a boat town to town. Now we're jet speed. The word of God is going throughout this planet as we speak. Right now, even in this nation, new beginnings is in this nation and getting ready to go abroad. Listen,
praise the Lord.
God wants us right. It may be tight, but he wants us right, because our Redeemer, I mean, it's closer than it was last year, than even a second ago. And we got to get this right. We got to get each other right. We got to love one another. We got to see that mirror image. Mirror, mirror, oh, say, can you see? Can you see me? I can see you. Can you? Can we see us? Can we see us in Christ?
Yes.
That's what God wants us to do. Amen and amen. To God be the glory.
Yes. Hallelujah.
If anybody have any comments, or if they want to just piggyback or even go deeper, let's have conversation. Because God, when he gave me this mirror, mirror, oh say can you see, and he gave me this scripture about Philip asking, you know, about seeing the Father, and I'm walking with you, I'm talking with you. Don't you know by now? What about my character? Haven't you seen my works? Haven't you seen the integrity, the things that I've done, things that I've said? When you see one, you see them both. There's no separation. And there was another thing. We got a few more minutes. But there was another thing. There was another thing that I was thinking about today about separation and the reflection. It was about the sun. You know how the sun comes brightly on us? And it casts that shadow. And we can see our shadow. And wherever that shadow moves, and wherever we move, the shadow moved. You know, there's no separating. Well, it's the S-U-N, but the S-O-N. Wherever he moves, we should be moving. Wherever he goes, we should be going.
Yes.
And we should be going, yes, individually, because God called us, but he called us collectively. So we should be like a very oil machine.
Yes.
An oil machine that moves and flows in the Spirit of the Most High God. Amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Lord, I thank you. You know, I know it sounded like I was badgering us. You know, I don't say you or just me, us. It's us. There is no me. There is no I in the body of Christ. It's we. It is us.
Amen. Amen.
Because when one hurts, we all hurt.
Amen.
When one is dismayed, we should all be dismayed. When one is lifted up or elevated, we should all be happy and supportive.
Yes.
That's how it goes. That's how the Lord wants us to be. Because how are we going to get people out there that's starving? They're starving. You know what? My brother, his wife has a stepmother whose daughter has now just, they went to a ceremony last week just to be supportive. But this young woman, she's in her 40s. This young woman, she's younger than me. This young woman, she's in this, you know, to me, it's an underline of an occult. Her mother's saved and whatnot, but she went another way where they shave the head. She's got to wear white all through the year. the whole year. They did a ritual or whatever. But what I'm seeing is people are starving. And we have to get those that are confused. And the way we do that is to present Christ, not beat them over the head with Christ. We have to present them with loving. I'm not saying that's what her mom did. I'm just saying that we have to present. It's true that she had a choice. But this is what we're losing the body of Christ. We're losing the battle. We win the war, no doubt. But we're losing the battle when I see different things happening, not only in our church, but in how our different brothers and sisters are conducting themselves. The world want to see something. They want to see something. And you know what? The earth, the word of God says, the earth is crying out for the children of God, for us to, and I'm paraphrasing, for the children of God to show ourselves. It's time for us to show ourselves. I mean, truly show. I'm not saying that you haven't, that one hasn't, I haven't, but I'm talking about us as a body. You know, mm-hmm. We're so separated even in our churches. You know, this one goes here, that one goes there, and Jesus Christ, help us, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, that one that's just hard to find. That
yes.
I was glad to hear it at work the other day. Sister mm-hmm. who told me she was rough when she was younger. But if you hear her speak now, she does it with such heart. And she brings herself, she said what I wanted to say a long time, let us be on one accord.
Yes.
And I feel that's at work as well. And I've been waiting to hear that for years. We're talking about almost 20 years. Okay.
Wow.
And I was so glad to hear it. And I was like, okay, thank you, Jesus. Somebody said it. And I had to let her know. I said, but God. And she was, you know, she does presentations, women presentations and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate her so much because when I got something bothering me, I don't talk about people. I talk about things that happen with myself.
Yes.
And I said, anywhere I go, I walk into work every morning. They hear my gospel playing.
Mm-hmm.
I through the day, I speak on it. I'm still mm-hmm. on my faith walk. I know, and I'm not judging nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I do say to anybody that feels that way, because people point out things to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't look for things.
Right.
Okay. And when you hear something coming at you per se, that's
mm-hmm.
when you have the right to speak on it according
mm-hmm.
to His word,
mm-hmm.
and not judge that person in any way and present it in a proper way that is not insulting, but becoming of that person and say, well, I don't know what's that about. You get into what they know, and
mm-hmm.
well, then you say, okay, this is what I know. And then
right.
you present it that way. And
mm-hmm.
by that time that you get it through to them, they want to be your friend.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, thank you.
Ain't that like the Lord?
Yep, every day.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, we're coming up to the hour. I thank God for the opportunity. I thank for what you just said, sister. You know, God is so good. You know, the things that are happening in this earth, like I said, one thing after another, you know, God is just trying to get folk attention. He told me a while ago, about a year, maybe 2 years ago, he said, Edna, no, as a matter of fact, I wrote it down, the time and the date. But what he said was, Edna, the people are going to come back to the church. He said it's going to be a 911, just like 911 was. He said it's going to be a 911 experience again. And sure enough, with the hurricanes and whatnot, you know, people are praying. But they, you know, people are praying. The tragedies that's happening. God is trying to get folk attention. He's allowed. He's allowed. He doesn't do it, but he will allow. And what I said before, when sin enters in, and this nation used to be founded on "In God We Trust." Now it's in the dollar bill we trust. Now it's in whatever is your fancy. That's what they trust. You know, I'm not knocking anybody, but at the end of the day, only what Christ says, only what this word says, the Bible, basic instruction before leaving earth. That's what's going to stand. And if people
Revelation.
Don't say it again.
Revelation.
Amen. And I'm telling. And if people don't get it together, they're going to miss it. They're going to miss. But God isn't allowing different things to occur. And he's not doing that. You know, what I'm saying is the enemy, like even when he attacked Job, I'm going off into a tangent. He attacked Job. He had to go to Jesus. He had to go to God. And what did God say? Have you considered my servant Job? You know, he's not going to curse me and die, but have you considered him? So the Lord allowed him to do that. Now, like I said before, God is gathering his people. Listen, some are going to come generally. Some have to be wounded. But they're going to come anyway because our arms are too short to box with God. They're going to come anyway, hopefully. I'm done. I'm done.
A friend of mine had said something to me recently about even a sickness. You said it's going to come, but it comes to you in different forms. And the way I said, he has a sickness, and he's saying he doesn't complain about it or anything like that, but it's a bad sickness. And I said, well, I never looked at it that way. I was hoping that I wasn't being punished, but you think about it. I always said, you want to live Christ-like.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go through some of the things that Christ went through too.
But I'm not saying. I just want to make it clear. I'm not saying that people that things do happen. But I'm not saying that like sickness, because everything, disease, and that's all the enemy. But what I'm saying here tonight, how we got to step up as the body of Christ, we have to be able to speak to that condition. That's where God wants us, because he's given us that power and authority. I'm talking to myself as well as the body of Christ. He wants us to exercise it so much that when we say something, it should transpire, because the word of God says this. He says, call on the elders of the church, and they will anoint with oil, and the prayer of faith shall heal them. But it's God that raises them up. That's the word of God. That's the word of God. Not saying that we will raise them up, but that prayer of faith will heal. And if they accept that healing, and I know that they do, but sometimes that enemy comes, but you know what? God will have the last say. I'm looking for miracles in this season. I'm looking for miracles in this season. And not just a sporadic miracle. This is something, and miracles are sporadically, sometimes they're sporadic, but God wants us to live in that lifestyle of now. In the name of Jesus, now. I speak to that condition now by the power and the authority of Christ. Now it's rooted out.
All right, now.
Okay, I'm finished, Elder Clay.
I just want to thank you for that awesome interpretation of what was read biblically. I do want to thank you for that. I like the way you broke it down in mirror, mirror. And when we see each other, when we see one another or looking at one another, we should be seeing the Spirit of Christ.
Amen.
I like that. That was awesome. There's four things that I would like to end on or build on, or four constructs that I would like to share with you as we go.
Praise God. I'm writing it down.
There's four things I would like to mention. One is covenant. The other one is grace. The other one is empowerment. And lastly, it's intimacy. Covenant is to love is to be loved.
Nice.
Grace. To forgive is to be forgiven.
Nice.
Empowerment. To serve is to be served. And lastly, intimacy. To know is to be known.
Say that last one again. That was good. Intimacy.
Intimacy. To know is to be known.
That's good.
Four constructs of Christ, of a Christ-like spirit, a Christ-like attitude. Four constructs of a Christ-like attitude. To love is to be loved. To forgive is to be forgiven. To serve is to be served. And to know is to be known. Four constructs. Four things
like
to build
that.
On as we look at Christ. As we look at Christ. But I do want to thank you for that. Would you like to close that in prayer? We're at the close of the hour. Thank you so much. All of those of you that listen in, we thank you for tuning in. If you would like to go and share this with someone, you can go to Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again in the archives, and you can hear this in the archives. Amen. We do
Amen.
Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next week. We thank you so much. Actually, we'll be right back in New York again as well. So we do invite you back next Wednesday. Minister Haman is going to pray us out, and we just like to say thank you. And remember, we love you, but God loves you most.
Praise God. And I'm sure going to use this building my the rest of my message. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you today. We thank you for this word that has come forth. We thank you for all the listeners. We thank you for giving them ears to hear and a heart to receive. We give you praise and glory right now, Father, for all that you're doing, all that you're going to do. There is nothing that escapes you. And dear God, we thank you. We bless your holy name that what we do, how we live, it represents you. And it brings you glory. Lord, continue to move by your power and your anointing. In Jesus' name, amen.
My heart is called a vision of a life that's new. For new beginnings are not just fun.